Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
90-year-old President Robert Mugabe today fell down from a podium at the Harare International Airport after addressing his supporters soon after arriving from Ethiopia, where he assumed the rotational chairmanship of the African Union.
Opposition MDC founding President Morgan Tsvangirai has called on Zimbabweans to unite and press President Robert Mugabe's government to institute democratic reforms swiftly and to deal with the worsening economic crisis.
Everyone is welcome who is concerned about the crisis in Zimbabwe. And I hope that Bishop Bagara and his group will make it possible for everyone to attend without any rancor.
And Zimbabwe joined other nations today to mark World Cancer Day.
President Robert Mugabe today fell down from a podium at the Harare International Airport after addressing his supporters soon after arriving from Ethiopia, where he assumed the rotational chairmanship of the African Union. Our reporter Thomas Chiripasi has more details.
President Mugabe fell down in front of hundreds of his supporters who had thronged the Harare International Airport to welcome him from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, where he took over the rotational chairmanship of the continental body. Mr. Mugabe missed a step off the podium after addressing his supporters for almost 45 minutes. The Zimbabwean leader, who celebrates his 91st birthday this month, was helped off the ground by his aides, who immediately escorted him to his presidential motorcade while dusting his suit. State security agents immediately rounded up all journalists covering the event and ordered them to delete Mr. Mugabe's images. Presidential spokesman George Charamba refused to discuss the incident, saying this had nothing to do with the media. Mr. Mugabe frequently visits the Far East for routine medical checkups for an undisclosed ailment, though Charamba has told the media that the president has a problem with his right eye. Obet Gutu, spokesman of the Movement for Democratic Change led by Morgan Tsvangirai, says Mr. Mugabe is now old and should step down.
This just confirms what we have always said, that Mr. Mugabe is no longer fit for purpose. At age 91, he cannot be entrusted with the onerous task of running the affairs of state.
But former leader of the Zimbabwe National Students Union, Pride Mukono, said Mugabe's falling was nothing spectacular.
The case of anyone falling or being tripled is quite normal. I think we've had many people falling, including some of ourselves. We've almost always fell, especially when they are moving down the steps. So it cannot be a real big deal.
Meanwhile, ZANU-PF has posted on its Twitter page a message that reads, quote, "Please don't allow rumors and lies. President Robert Gabriel Mugabe did not fall. He was doing a bounce like the kids do." End quote. Veteran journalist David Masunda also slammed Mr. Mugabe's security aides for ordering journalists to delete Mr. Mugabe's images, saying this was tantamount to muzzling the press.
You can't say that you are only allowed to take certain pictures when you invite journalists. Of course, it's an unfortunate incident that happened, but it's part of what has happened. That is part of the news story that the journalists are looking for. So you can't then say you can only take the good pictures. You can't take other incidents that you might portray as bad or as embarrassing.
Journalists have always complained that the ZANU-PF government ill-treats them during assignments. Before falling, Mr. Mugabe told his supporters that he was happy to take over the AU chairmanship and pledged to work hard for the continent's development. Mr. Mugabe, who chaired the African Union for 1 year after taking the position from Mauritanian President Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz, reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.